Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
If a person has symptoms that suggest leukemia, the doctor may do a physical examination and ask about the patient's personal and family medical histories. The physical examination will include checking for swelling of the lymph nodes, spleen, and liver. If the physician suspects leukemia, he will also order blood test, and if the blood work supports the suspicion, the doctor will order a bone marrow test. Leukemia may cause a very high level of white blood cells and a low level of platelets and hemoglobin, which is a good marker for the number of red blood cells. The lab also may check the blood for signs that leukemia has affected the liver and kidneys. A bone marrow test, which involves obtaining a sample from a hip bone or breastbone, is usually the only way to diagnose leukemia. A spinal tap, which involves removing a sample of cerebrospinal fluid from the spine with a long, thin needle, may also be recommended if the doctor suspects that the brain might be involved. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives. Through teaching, healing, searching, and serving. To listen to this and more Here's to Your Health programs, visit the UAMS website at uams.edu.